The next question is for both council and mayor. We'll start with Mr. Adams. Mm-hmm. How would you give equal attention to rebuilding the infrastructure in the downtown area as well as the neighborhood? Include how would you raise $200 to $300 million necessary to do this?
Okay. For the infrastructure for downtown, I know you get a lot of your information sometimes from the DDA, and hearing what their recommendations are for building infrastructure downtown. You look at that and see if it's right for the community, and if it's right for the community, that, and you want to make sure that it's also going to support the community. So the dollars that are put into the downtown area should also be dollars going into the community. So one would be responsible government. Now raising the $200 to $300 million, which I'm still trying to do for my campaign as well, will be something you will have to. You know, that part, I am not 100% sure I can answer that question. So I don't want to say anything that will affect, you know, how I think, but that's something that I could look up.
When you say infrastructure and lump 200 to 300 million, infrastructure is, the money comes out of, for example, streets, the street millage fund. The water has its own water fund, so sewer has its own sewer fund. So I'm assuming when the person who wrote the question, if they are here, maybe they can tell me, is that what you meant? All the infrastructure lumped together, right? Okay, so all those infrastructures have their own, so streets should be coming out of. So for example, I know there's still a big balance in our street millage fund, repair millage fund. That is because we had stockpile money for the stadium bridge reconstruction, and we got federal dollars for that. So we are still trying to bring that balance down, but staff tell me that we cannot fix all the roads at the same time because there's going to be a gridlock, but we can definitely make a concerted effort to catch up on fixing our streets because that's a big issue. But we also need to remember that we need to make sure that our sewer and water pipes are also maintained, because they are old, many of them are old, and we saw with this bad winter how many water main breaks were occurring. Infrastructure in downtown versus neighborhoods, what I'm seeing is there's a big gap in the neighborhoods. There's a huge demand for example, traffic calming. Many streets feel that the spillover effect of downtown development is being realized in the neighborhoods. Like Barton Drive, people who want to get into Barton Drive in a hurry, want to cut through Northside neighborhood. So I think there is a large infrastructural need in the neighborhoods, and downtown kind of always gets the attention because that's where the city is, downtown. But I think what we need to do is to balance that off and recognize the spillover effect of downtown development. We need to really focus on the needs of the neighborhoods right now. Thank you.
All right, well, I'll start with the last part of the question. How would you raise $200 to $300 million for downtown improvement or for citywide capital improvements? You're not, all right? You're just not. It's ridiculous to think that you're going to raise that in 1 year. So the way it's all set up is you have to plan, and that's what we have our capital improvement plan for. And you plan out a number of years to figure out, you know, so that you can start construction 1 year, the next year you're doing design work for other projects, and, you know, that's what you plan. That's why it's a 5-year capital improvement plan. The big difference that we have now for the next mayor is actually using the DDA for one of its main intended purposes, and that is downtown development. Okay, that is infrastructure. That is taking the tax dollars that they're collecting from the taxing authorities, the city, the county, the library, and what is the other one? The community college. That's right. Off my game tonight. And then and taking those tax dollars and restructuring the DDA so it's not a patronage organization where it's giving out grants every year to, you know, downtown businesses or particular property owners, but using that money to equally across the downtown. And one of the things that I've recently become aware of from learning more about the DDA law is that we as council can work with the DDA to create a development plan that coincides with our capital improvement plan. So every year when we approve the budget, we can also be approving the development plan that coincides with our capital improvement plan, and the money that the DDA has in their coffers for that particular year can go towards water main construction, street construction, pedestrian lights, cobra heads, sidewalks, all of that. And as long as the DDA is using its tax dollars to reinforce downtown, the neighborhoods have the rest of the money.